Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Lamed Zayin, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vavim Beis, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. And before we begin with the Mishnah, let us give a basic definition of the Psula Pigol. As we already saw on Daf Chav Tesam Beis, this Psula can either be B'mechshev Eschutzel Zmanai or Eschutzel Mekaymai. So if while one is performing any Avida Shebedam, they have a Kavana to either eat a carbon or to do Zrikas Adam or to be Makdir Emurim or Shvichas Shirayim, which are all categorized as Achilas, either Achilas or Achilas Mizbeach, either Chutzlis Manai or Chutzlis Mekaymai, so the carbon would be Pasol. If it was done with Machshevis Chutzlis Manai, and he then eats the Basa, he would even be Chayav Kares. However, as we saw in Daf Chav Tesam Beis, this only applies if it was Makrav HaMatik Mitzvasai, and the rest of the Avodas were done properly, without an improper intent. And as we will see in our Mishnah, this is only true if his improper intent was done while he was doing an actual Avodah that is Ma'akev, but if he had an improper intention while doing an avodah that's not ma'akev, that his intent would not passel the carbon. And based on this akdama, let us see our Mishnah. As our Mishnah first teaches us that there's machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to which zrikay sadam or matana sadam ma'akev, and we know that by most kabonos that are brought on the mizbeach achitzain, so the pasuk tells us multiple times v'zorkus sadam al mizbeach saviv asher pesach el moed. And since the pasuk states saviv, so the blood has to go on all four sides of the mizbeach, and as we know, l'chatchila, certainly one has to do shtayim matonis shein abor, and these matonis were done by being zerked down from the mizrak onto two opposite corners of the mizbeach, and this way the blood actually went on all four sides of the mizbeach. However, b'negei the korban chatos, the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra tells us v'lokach akoyim midama be'etzpoi v'nosin al kanos mizbeach o'ila, that's called dama yishbeich al yisei the mizbeach. The koyim takes the blood with his finger, and l'chatchila he has to place the dam on all four corners of the mizbeach, and our Mishnah tells us Beis Shammai teaches us calling tana al mizbeach chitzain she nosim matana achas kippah, that although b'negei all karbonos that are brought on the mizbeach chitzain aside for the karbon chatos, the ikar chiyuv is to do shtei matana shein abba. However, if you actually only place one matana on one side of the mizbeach, it would still be kosher and the kapara would still be valid. However, luchatos shtei matanos, that b'negei karbon chatos, there's a requirement to have at least two matanos, and if you don't do two matanis be'etzpa, then the carbon would not be valid. However, the Mishnah tells us beisil imrim beisil agudim beishamai, and they hold avchata shenos the matana achas kippa, that there is no difference between any of the kabanos, and even by carbon chatos, if they only place one matana on one of the kabanos, then the carbon would still be valid and it would effectuate kapara. And the Mishnah then continues that based on the first point of the Mishnah, so it would be an afkamina b'negeir dinner pigol as lefikach, and therefore according to beisil b'negeir all kabanos, including the carbon chatos, and according to Beis Shammai, b'negei all karbonos, aside for the carbon chatos, since there is only requirement to do one matana or to do one zrika, so if the kohen did the first zrika or the first matana properly, and as Rashi states, he did so b'shtika, then even if he did the second matana improperly, and he had karbonos pigol, and for example, he said that I will eat the basa chutzos manoi, that karbono doesn't have any effect on the carbon, as l'maisa that matana is not ma'akev the kapara, and therefore the carbon would be valid, and his kavana would have no effect on the carbon. And the Mishnah continues that even though we previously stated that the only time the pigol could take effect is only if you makev hamatik mitzvasai, but l'maisev im nosen shushayne chutzos mana, that even if, while doing the first matana he had improper kavana, and for example he said that he will eat the basa chutzos mana v'as ashniya chutzos mekayma, and then during the second matana he actually had kavana that he would eat the basa chutzos mekayma. So even though generally this would not be considered pigol, as he wasn't makrav hamatik mitzvasai, but in this case, since his second matana is not ma'akev, so we couldn't consider it that he wasn't makrav hamatik mitzvasai, and therefore it still retains the shem pigol. And as the Mishnah states, v'chayavim of kares, and therefore if he would eat the basa of this animal, he would be chayav kares. And the Mishnah now continues to discuss the kabanos that are brought on the mizbeach haplimi, and as we know, the par kohen mashiach, the par amdav shel tzibor, the sar avid zar shel tzibor, as well as the parents, sorry, of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, were all brought in the Heichal, and there were special Atzoyes Hadam that were done towards the Pareches, and there were also Matanais done on the Mizbeach. And as our Mishnah, as well as our Gemara, will teach us, all these Atzoyes and all these Matanais are Ma'akev, and as our Mishnah tells us, calling Tana on Mizbeach HaPlimi, Im Chisa Achaz Ben Matanais Loi Kippur, that there is a requirement to do all the Matanais and all the Atzoyes, and if you don't do so, it will be Ma'akev, and the Kapar would not be valid, and Lefikach, and therefore, Nosan Kulim Ketik. Tiknon, they actually performed all the Matanis Hadam properly, and he didn't have improper Kavana, the Achash Leike Tiknon, and only one of these Matanis did he do improperly, and either he had Kavana of Chutzl's Mano, Chutzl Mekoymo, then since all these Matanis are Ma'akev, therefore Psula, so the Karma will be Pasal. However, the Mishnah teaches us, Ve'im by Chorus, that even if his Kavana was to be Makted Aimurim, Chutzl's Mano, or to do a Matanis Hadam, Chutzl's Mano, would still not be Chayev Kares. And as Rashi explains, the Kesavar, as the Tanava Mishnah holds, in Mifaklim Mechatzi Mater, that you can't create Pigol when having improper intent only by part of a Mater and only by part of a Veda. And since he only had improper Kavana by one of the Matanis Hadam, and he didn't have the improper Kavana by all the Matanis Hadam, therefore the Chayev Kares would not apply. And let us see the entire Rashi, Dibur Maskal Lefikach inside, as Rashi states, Hail the Kulam Materias, Inzu Materis Blazu, Inzu Mafagelis Blazu, Vim Nasan Kulam Ketiklam Bishtika, Vachashle Ketikla Kugan Shinot Machava Kutsum Kaimai, or Kutsus Mane Possushle Nitaburishinis, the Imbai Kurish in Achrene, Mifaglosai, the Kazova in Mifagla Machati Mater. And our Gemara begins, Tara Bono, we learned to the Braisa, Minayli Tonam is Beachachiton, Shinin Tonam Matana Achashikipa. How do we know that if you only do one Matana on those Kabonis that are born in the Mizbeachachiton, that the Kapara would still be valid, and Din of Saviv and Shtaim Shein Abba are not Ma'akev. Talmud Lemus, so the Pasuk in Pashas Re'ei tells us, V'asisoi l'secha bosa v'adam al mizbach Hashem alakecha, v'dams v'checha yishofech al mizbach Hashem alakecha v'abosa teichel, and the Pasuk doesn't say the Lashon of Saviv, and tells us the dam of all Yizvachim should be poured out of Mizbeach, and it's mashva even b'shvicha achas, that would suffice, and there's no requirement for Shtaim Shein Abba. Nayin Tesis points out that this Brisa is going Dafka Lefi Beis Shammai, and since Beis Hill has Makar B'negeir Karban Chatos, that is the only requirement for one Matana, we learn all Karbanos from a Karban Chatos, and we don't need a new limud of Adam's V'chachi Shafech in order to teach us that one Matana even suffices by other Karbanos. However, since according to Beis Shammai, one Matana doesn't suffice by a Karban Chatos, therefore, specifically Lefi Beis Shammai, we need to find a Makar as to how he knows that B'negeir all other Karbanos, one Matana would suffice. And I am Tesis who brings a riot to this point, but then Tesis points out that it's possible that our Gemara is even going according to Shita Beis Hillel, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a series of questions on this Braisa. And the Gemara will ask three questions as to how could it be that the Tan of this Braisa actually learned this din from the Pasuk of the Dams of Achachi Shafech, if we find that we already learned other Limudim from this Pasuk. And as the Gemara continues, how could the Tan of this Braisa state that from the Pasuk of the Dams of Achachi Shafech we learned the din that the Tan of Mizbech Achitzon, Shin Tan of Matan Achas, that's Mechaper? If we already use this pasuk in order to teach us a different din, it's brought in the following brisa, and we continue on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph. And as we know, b'negei karban chatos, the pasuk states multiple times in Pashas Vayikra that after you do the proper matanos for the karban chatos and you have remaining blood, then the pasuk tells us that it's called dam apar yishbech liyisayin mizbech ha'ila shapesach ha'il ma'id. And clearly, b'negei karban chatos is a requirement to pour the shiur adam onto the yisayin mizbeach. However, this is only stated b'negei karban chatos and not be the gay of other kabbanos, and therefore the Braisa teaches us menayin l'chol adam shetun matan dom liyisoid. Now, how do we know be the gay or kabbanos that if after doing the proper matanos there's still extra blood and the shiuri adam that there's a requirement to also pour that blood onto the yisoid mizbeach? Talmud leimah v'damis v'chachi shafech, and we learned this from the pasuk in Pashtu A that teaches us that the dam of all zvachim have to be poured, and since the matanos adam by all kabbanos are not done through shvicha but done through zrika, when this pasuk mentions the Lashon Shvicha and also doesn't mention the Lashon Saviv, so it must be that this Pasuk is specifically talking about Shvichas HaShirayim onto the Yisoid. If so, how could a Tana of the previous Braisa learn from the Pasuk that Litana al Mizbeach HaChitzon should Litana b'Matana Achas that will still effectuate the Kapara? And the Gemara answers, Nafkale Midrabi, the Inachinami, the Tana of our Braisa, learns the din of Shvichas Shiori Adam onto the Yisoid Mizbeach from a different Makar, and this is the Makar of Rabbi. The Tanyan, as we learn to the Braisa, Rabbi Oimer, that Rabbi states, and when the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra B'negei Chatzos states, V'hizu midam achatas al kiyam izbeach, V'anisha badam yimotze al yisoid hamizbeach chatosu, and since the Pasuk already stated V'hizu midam achatas, and we know we're speaking about the dam, so the Pasuk didn't have to state V'anisha badam yimotze, and it could have just stated V'anisha yimotze, She'ein tam lem badam U'mat tam lem badam. Therefore we learn L'fish le lemadnu El l'nitonim matan dal Shetun matan dam li yisoid, that since the Torah only tells us B'negei Karban Chatos that there's a requirement for Shvicha Shirayim on the aside, Shadom Minayin, and how do we know that the din of Shvicha Shirayim applies to all Kabbanis, Tamalim Banisha Badam, Yimotse, Shain Tamalim Badam, Matamalim Badam, Liman Akhla Dom, Shituna Matan Dom the aside, and this teaches us regarding all Domim, and not only Benegea Kom Chatos, that there's a requirement for Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisaidim Mizbeach, and therefore the Fi Rebbe, the Pasuk of Adam's Vachachi Shofech, is still extra in order to teach us that in Tana Mizbeach Echitzon, Shain Tana Bimatana Achas, that will effectuate Kapara, and Ayin Rashi Elal in Tana Matan Abba, Hainu Chatos, Shatun Abba Matonis Al Abba Karnois, Uvachatas Ksivi Shirayim Lashvicha, and the word Badam is extra, and Limit Al Kol Adam, Shinisha Ben Klum, Laacha Ikaz Vikosan, Shishpe Chanishal Yasaid, and keep in mind that we learned our Gemara, like Rashi, that taught us at the top of the Amid, Shatun Matan Dom Yasaid, Im Nishim and Adam Bekli, Laacha Shazark, Shtemat Neshav, Shatzark Lashayf Liyasaid, and Rashi clearly tells us that this requirement of Shvicha Shirayim on the Yasaid only pertains if there is actually Shirayim, but there's no requirement to actually have Shirayim. However, Ayin Tesis on Daf Nun Gimel that actually teaches us that there is a requirement to have Shirayim in order to be Mekayim the Chiyav of Shvicha Shirayim onto the Yasaid. The Gemara continues with the second question as to how we could learn the din that one Matana will be Mechapa from the Pasuk of the Dam Zochachi Shofech if Akati Lachu Dasa, if Mibayli Lachitanya, if Lachir, we still require that Pasuk to teach us the following din that's taught us in the following Braisa. As the Braisa teaches us, although Benegea most Kabbanahs, the Torah tells us that there's a requirement for there to be Izrika, and the Kohen has to stand a bit further away from the Mizbeach and throw the blood onto the Mizbeach. However, the Braisa teaches us, Minayin Tana Bizrika, Shinin Tana Bishvicha, that you would be Yitza. That how do we know that even though the Torah tells us that there's a requirement for Izrika, but if someone actually pours the Dam on the Mizbeach and stands very close to the Mizbeach and doesn't actually throw the blood at the Mizbeach, that would still be considered a valid Matana, Tamun Leima, Vedam Zvechachi Shafech. The Torah tells us in Pashas Ru'e that the Dam of any Zevach can also be poured on the Mizbeach. Ayin Rashi, Minayin Lantana Bizrika, Kol Adam Shekosu Ben Zrika, Kagoyin Oilu Shlom V'Oshem, Dechsib Behu V'Zarku, V'Chor Dechsib Be V'Zdom Tizrik, and Rashi tells us, V'Chol Zrika Mirachik Bashma, Shezorik Minakli, L'Mizbeach L'Mirachik, and Shvicha is Oymid Eitzel Yisoyed V'Shefech, and the Maisa the Pasuk states, V'Zdam Zvechachi Shofech, and as Rashi states, Kol Zvachim V'Mashma, as we explained, and therefore the Gemara now has a Shaila, that how could a Tanabal Braisa learn anything for the Pasuk of V'Zdam Zvechachi Shofech? We already use this Pasuk in order to teach us that if someone does Shvicha instead of Zrika, that they would be Yitza. However, the Gemara responds, Sovla Krabakiva, that in the Chanami, the Tanav Abraisa, didn't use the Pasuk of Adam Zvechachi Shofech to teach us that if someone did Shvicha, that it would be Yitza, as he holds like Rabakiva, the Omar, Le Zrika Bechal Shvicha, Vle Shvicha Bechal Zrika, that Rabakiva actually argues, and he holds that when the Torah requires Zrika, then there's a requirement to specifically do Zrika, and when the Torah requires Shvicha, then there's a specific requirement to do Shvicha, and they're not interchangeable, and therefore the Tanav original Braisa learned from the Pasuk of Adam Zvechachi Shofech that if someone does only Matana, that he's still going to be Yitza. And the Gemara now continues that this din of Rabbi Kiva, that Le Zrika Bechlal Shvicha and Le Shvicha Bechlal Zrika, wasn't stated first by Rabbi Kiva, and it's based on the din of Rabbi Kiva that we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim. And before we continue, let us point out that on Erev Pesach, every person in Klal Yisrael will bring a Korban Pesach. And we know that if there would be a group that had a lot of people, then not only would they bring a Korban Pesach, but they would also bring a Shalmei Chagiga. And Rashi and Asuga teach us that based on the Tesefta Maseches Pesachim, that when someone eats a Korban Pesach, they make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvaso V'Tzivanu Lech LaPesach, and when they would eat a Korban Chagiga, they would make a bracha, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvaso V'Tzivanu Lech LaSezavach. And our Gemara now continues the Tznan that we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, that is machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, as Beiruch Birchas HaPesach Potah Shel Zevach LePotah HaPesach Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel holds that if someone made a bracha on the Korban Pesach, that would potter him from making a bracha on the Chagiga. And as Rashi tells us that the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim explains that since we know that the Matonis of a Korban Pesach was done through Shvicha, and the Matonis of the Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, was done through Zrika, and at least at this point of our Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel holds like the previous Braisa, even though the Matonis of a Korban Chagiga should be done through Zrika, but if it's done through Shvicha, it would be valid. Therefore, the Korban Chagiga is connected to Korban Pesach, as both could be done through Shvicha. And as Rashi states, V'chibir chal Pesach, potes zevach, shazevach b'chlal Pesach. However, since all agree that the Matonis of a Korban Pesach has to be specifically done through Shvicha, and Zrika would not suffice, and certainly Shvicha is not b'chlal Zrika, therefore, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees is that birach al zevach loy potas a pesach, that if you made a bracha on the korban chagiga, it doesn't pater you from making a bracha on the korban pesach. And as Rashi continues, shloim mitzino in tana b'shvicha shekshirim b'zrika ukoch in pesach b'chlal shlamim. And our Gemara continues, however, Rabbi Kiva in Mishnah Maseches Pesachim argues on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva imel leizu peterazu v'leizu peterazu, that neither bracha could pater the other, and it must be that Rabbi Kiva is being chiluk on this point of Rabbi Shmuel, as he holds that not only is shvicha not b'chlal zrika, but zrika is also not b'chlal shvicha. And when one brings a korban chagiga, and there's a requirement to do zrika, and when they bring the korban pesach, there's a requirement to do shvicha, and therefore neither bracha works for the other. And when Maisa, since l'fi Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't use the pasuk of v'dams v'chachi shofech in order to teach us that zrika is b'chlal shvicha. Therefore, the Tana v'abraisa could learn from the pasuk of v'dams v'chachi shofech, even if someone only does one matana, that will be mechaper. And keep in mind that we learned a Gemara in a very simple manner, and we will get back to Rashi that actually goes through a major cheshbin regarding this Gemara. And the Gemara now continues and asks his third question. How can you tell me that Tanava Braisa learned from the words Vadams Vachachi Shafech, and even if someone only does one matana, that will effectuate a kapara? If we find a Braisa that teaches us that we learn a different din from this pasuk. Before we begin with the Braisa, let us read two psukim in Pashas Kiryach that discuss the din of Bechor, as the pasuk tells us, Ach Bechor Shor, Oy Bechor Chesav, Oy Bechor Eiz, Loi Sifta, Kodesh Heim, as Domim Tizrek, Alam Izbech, Veschol Bum Takter, Ishe Lurech Nechorek Lashem. And the next pasuk states, Ubisarim Yilok, Chazea Tufo, Cheshay Kayomim, Lechoyia. And the pasuk uses the term Domom, which is a Lashon Rabim, and Rabbi Shmuel will learn that it makes sense that the pasuk uses a Lashon Rabim, as the pasuk is referring to three different types of Bechoris, as we're talking about a Bechor Shor, a Bechor Chesav, or Bechor Eiz, and therefore the Torah states properly, as Domim Tizrek, that the Dam Bechor of a Shor, or a Kesav, or an Eiz, should be thrown on the Mizbeach. And similarly, when the next pasuk states, Ubisarim Yilach, so the pasuk is telling us that the basa of any of these bechorim, the bechor shor or kesef or eiz, belong to the kohen. Let us now see the brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Imeh Mitoch Shinema Ach bechor shor or bechor kesef or bechor eiz leisifter kodesh heim as domim tizrik al mizbeach veschol bim takte ishel reich nechirik Hashem lemadul lebechor shetorn matan dom veimurim legam mizbeach. Clearly, from this pasuk we see that there's a requirement for matan domim and emurim of bechor onto mizbeach, as the pasuk states, as domim tizrik al mizbeach, and when the pasuk states veschol bim takter, that's referring to the emurim of b'chor. And keep in mind that there's no place in the Torah where the Torah specifies the requirement of matan domim and emurim by ma'isa behema or by korban pesach. And Rabbi Shmuel therefore continues, ma'isa pesach minayin, what is the makor that's a requirement for matan domim and emurim, ma'isa behema, and by korban pesach? Talmud lema v'dam z'v'chachi shofech. And the Torah tells us in Pashas Re'ei that the dam of all kabonos, including ma'isa behema and including korban pesach, has to be spilled on the mizbeach. And keep in mind that l'fi Rabbi Shmuel, the requirement of matan domim for ma'isa behema and for the korban pesach would be specifically with shvicha, not zrika. And also keep in mind that although our Gemara doesn't discuss this point, the Braisa actually continues to explain how Rabbi Shmuel knows that by ma'isa behema and by a korban pesach that is a requirement of matan emurim. However, the ma'isa we see that Rabbi Shmuel uses the pasuk of dam z'v'chachi shofech in order to teach us that there's a requirement of matan domim for ma'isa behema and for a korban pesach. And if so, how could the Tanava Braisa state that we learn from the pasuk of dam z'v'chachi shofech that if someone does only one matana, that would still be mechaper? And once again, the Gemara responds that in a chenami, the Tanav Abraisa doesn't hold like this member of Ishmael, and instead, Savlok Rabbi Seglili, and he holds that the requirement for matan dom by a korban ma'isa behema and by a korban pesach, not from the pasuk of Adam Zavachachi Shafech, is learned from the same makor that Rabbi Seglili learns from the Tanin as we learned to Abraisa, Rabbi Seglili Eimer, dom we learn nema, that really, Benegeir Bechor, the pasuk could have stated, Ach Bechor Shor, Oy Bechor Kesav, Oy Bechor Eiz, Lay Sifta, Koydashem, as Domoy Tizrek al Mizbeach, Veschalboy Takter, Ishe Lurech, Nichirik Lashem, as although the Torah is speaking about three different Bechorais, however, we're talking about the category of Bechor, and really the Torah could have used a Lashon Yachid and El Domom, and instead the Torah stated Lashon Rabim, stated Domom, and similarly, Chalboy Loidema, El Chalbom, that the Torah could have stated Lashon Chalboy, and instead used Lashon Chalbom, which is Lashon Rabim, Limit al Bechor, Maisu Pesach, Shetoy Matan Dom, Vemur, Lagam Mizbeach. Therefore, when the Torah uses Lashon Rabim, it must be coming to include other Kabonais that are also Kachim Kalim, just like a Bechor, and it must be that the Torah is teaching us that there's a requirement for Matan Dom and Emurim, even by Maisa Behema, and even by a Korban Pesach. Keep in mind that Lefi Rabbi Seglili, since he's learning for the Pasuk B'negei Bechor, and by Bechor, the Pasuk states, as Dom Tizroik, so the requirement of Matan Domim by Karm Pesach and by Maisa Behema would be through Zrika, not through Shvicha. But ultimately, Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't require the words of Dan Zvachachi Shafech in order to teach us the din of Maisa and Pesach, and therefore the Tan of our original Braisa can learn from the words of Dan Zvachachi Shafech that if someone only does one Matana, that will still be Mechaper. The Gemara now continues that we just saw two memories of Rabbi Shmuel. We just saw that Rabbi Shmuel specifically tells us that from the words of Dan Zvachachi Shafech, he learns that there's a requirement for Shvichas Adam, Maisa Behema, and by Karm Pesach. And Lachurah, based on the Diach from the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that we saw in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, Rabbi Shmuel holds Baruch Birchas HaPesach, Pata Shel Zevach, and Shel Zevach LePatas HaPesach. So it must be that he also learns from the Pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishafech that Dom and Eitanim Bezrika, Shein Eitanim Beshvicha Yotza, Zrika is Bechlach Shvicha, and therefore if he made a bracha on the Karm Pesach, so he would no longer be required to make another bracha on the Karm Chagiga. Therefore, our Gemara continues and asks Rabbi Shmuel, HaKram, Mapakle Lahachi, that how could it be Lefi Rabbi Shmuel that he's learning both of these dinim out of the same pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishafech? And the Gemara responds, Shrei Tanoi, Alib Rabbi Shmuel, in the Chanami, there are two Tanoim that are arguing as to what Rabbi Shmuel actually learned from the pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishafech. Let us see Rashi, Diba Maslo, Shrei Tanoi, Alib Rabbi Shmuel, and Rashi explains, the man Yavle Le Pesach Beshvicha, Lesle Pesach Petes Zevach, that according to the third brisa that we brought, where we saw Rabbi Shmuel learn from Adam Zvachach Yishafech, the Dam of a Karm Pesach has to be performed through Shvicha, so he wouldn't have the pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishafech in order to teach us that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha. Lefidus Tano, Rabbi Shmuel was not Cholik Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, and Rabbi Shmuel would agree to Rabbi Kiva that Leizu Peterazu, Volezu Peterazu, and if someone made a bracha on the Karm Pesach, it would not patter the bracha for the Karban Chagiga. And Rashi continues, Umanda Isle Plukta, and according to the Manda Oma Maseches Pesachim, that does learn that Rabbi Shmuel is Cholik Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that Baruch Bechas HaPesach, Patas Shel Zevach, in the Chanami, the way that Rabbi Shmuel actually learns that there's a requirement for Matanis by a Karm Pesach is based on the Makar of Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi, which was directly from the Pasuk by a Bechar, and as we already mentioned, just like the Chiv of Matanis by a Bechar is through Zrika, so therefore the Matana by Pesach would also be through Zrika, based on this Maskonis HaGemara, so Rashi is bothered that L'chir, how could it be that Rabbi Shmuel would hold that Baruch Bechas HaPesach, Patas Shel Zevach, both the Matanis of the Karm Pesach and the Matanis of the Karm Chagiga are both done through Zrika, and therefore certainly one could not pat to the other. Rashi explains that based on the Maskonis HaGemara, that in the Chanami, the reason that we saw in Maseches Pesachim is not the actual reason that Rabbi Shmuel is Chalik Rabbi Kiva. The actual reason that Rabbi Shmuel holds Baruch Bechas HaPesach is Patas Shel Zevach is because the Karm Pesach is the Ikar Karbin, and the Karm Chagiga is only Tafel to the Karm Pesach. Hilkach in Zevach Petra LePesach, Avo Pesach Petra Se Zevach, Uv Pesach Mishalmi Haytaim HaOmaba. And this explanation of the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel is actually brought in the Yishalmi Maseches Pesachim, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Tesis, who brings all the Sheetais, and is Chalik and Rashi, Ayin Shom. Now that we saw the entire Sugya, we could go back to Rashi, Dilu Maskel, Rabbi Kiva Ime, Einzu Peter Zezu, neither the Bracha on the Karm Pesach, or the Bracha on the Karm Chagiga could patter each other. And Rashi explains, the Lesley Nitanah Bezrika, Shin Nitanah Beshvicha Yatza, as Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn from the words of Adam Zvachach Yishofech, that Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. And Rashi explains, the Hod of Pesach Beshvicha, and as we just saw, that the Makar, that the Matanis Hadam of the Karm Pesach is done through Shvicha, as we just saw from Rabbi Shmuel, is from the Pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishofech Nafkalon Kamon, Vitati Le Durashtamine, and it's impossible for Rabbi Kiva to learn two drashas from the Pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishofech. And Rashi then continues, Vitan de Bryce Kamais, Savalok Rabbi Kiva, Baha, the Inzrika Bechal Shvicha, our Pesach Beshvicha, Le Svir Le Kavase, but Benegeir Karm Pesach that is done through Shvicha, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, and he doesn't hold of Rabbi Shmuel in the last Bryce, Holy Mayasa Le Kra, as he doesn't have this Pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishofech to teach us this din. We just saw machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yisi as to how to explain the pasuk b'negei bechar. Rabbi Shmuel explained that when the pasuk states the lashon damam, it's referring to the various different becharis that the pasuk was discussing, and therefore it made sense that we use the lashon rabim. However, Rabbi Yisi clearly felt that the pasuk could have stated as damoy tizrik al mizbeach, as is referring to the categories of bechar, since the Torah didn't have to use the lashon rabim. So therefore, the pasuk is teaching us that there's a chiyuv of matanis hadam and matanis emurim by Karm Pesach and by Maisa Behema. Our Gemara now continues that Bishleim Rabbi Shmuel demukim lakulu bebechar hayim dechsev ubesar miyolach. That Bishleim according to Rabbi Shmuel that learned that the pasuk had a right to use a lashon rabim and states as domam, referring to the various types of bechores, bechoshor and kesav and eiz. Therefore, when the next pasuk states ubesar miyilach, it's also referring to the basa of the various different types of bechores. The Torah is teaching us that the basa of the various types of bechores belong to a kohen. However, the Gemara is al Rabbi Yisrael Glili demukulei nami b'maisu pesach. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that tells us if the Torah was only discussing a bechor, then the Torah could use a lashon yachid and could have stated as domai. Because the Torah used a lashon rabim and stated as domam, so it's not only referring to a bechor, but it's also referring to the korban pesach and maisu behema. But if so, when the pasuk states ubesar miyilach, so it would be mashmor that the basa of bechor as well as maisu behema as well as the korban pesach goes to a kohen, and certainly that's not true. And as the Gemara states, maisu pesach bailum achilei, that the meat of maisu behema as well as the korban pesach belong to the bailum and not to the kohenim. Therefore, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yisi, mayu besar miyilach, what does the pasuk mean when it states ubesar miyilach? The Gemara answers, when the pasuk states ubesar miyilach and it uses lashon rabim, it actually teaches us that not only does the basa bechor tam go to a kohen, but the basa bechor balmum goes to a kohen as well. As the Gemara states, echad tam ve'echad balmum, and we continue on daf lam and zayin and beis liman al bechor balmum shenitin l'kohen shalom yitzin lo bechor terikula. And the Gemara explains that although if you are based in Luli, when the previous pasuk stated as dam tizraik and it stated as chalbum takdir, that the Torah used the lashon rabim, as the pasuk is teaching us a din that's relevant not only to bechor but also to maisa behema and to the korban pesach. However, when pasuk Yudches mentions ubesar miyilach, that's not referring to the korban pesach or maisa, and the pasuk is teaching us that both the basa of bechor tam as well as the basa of bechor balmum go to the kohen. As since we don't find any other mekor in the Torah that a bechor balmum is given to a kohen, therefore the Torah tells us ubesar miyilach, not only is the basa of the bechor tam given to a kohen, but the basa of bechor balmum is also given to a kohen. And Rashi now goes back to the previous pasuk that the pasuk mentioned damam and chalbam. We explained that lefi Rabbi Yisrael Glili, those words refer to bechor, to maisa behema, and to korban pesach. And why don't we say that the reason why the Torah states lashon rabim is because it's referring to bechor tam and bechor balmum? And Rashi explains very simply that v'damam v'chalbam lekala ukme ela achad bechor, that certainly when the Torah states damam v'chalbam, it only could be referring to a bechor that's a tam, the balmum like korav, as certainly the balmum is not brought on the mizbeach, and therefore certainly the dam and chelev is not hukav on the mizbeach. And since l'maisa the Torah used lashon rabim, so therefore Rabbi Segli learned that it must be that the Torah is telling us that there's a requirement for a korav sadam and a murim on the mizbeach by korban pesach and by maisa behema. Ayin teisis dibu maschel echad tam vechad balmum. Teisis bothered that how could we say that the word besarim refers both to a bechor tam and bechor balmum if l'maisa the pasuk continues besarim yilach kachasei atufa uchashay kayamin l'chayiyah. And the Gemara in Perek Eizim Mekoyman as well as the Masechet Bechoros will explain that this pasuk is referring to bechor tam. However, Taisus explains that even so, reisha dekra de besarim lashon rabim nakat mishum bamum ayin sham. When we explain the Gemara and the Gemara stated shle mitzina le bechor terikula, we explain the Gemara based on the pshat of Rashi, and that Taisus brings down perish bekuntres shle mitzina le kra acha bechor terikula. However, Taisus brings another pshat as v'nira lefarish shle mitzina bechor terikinin zeh the shab sulam gdashin ina matana lekayin ela pedelu makrav acha tachtov v'zeh matana lekayin va'ichlu b'mumai. Although generally, when a korban gets a mum, that behemah doesn't go to a kohen, and instead we pay the behemah and we buy a new korban with the money. And this is a chiddush ha-Torah that b'negei bechor, if the bechor gets a mum, the kohen still retains a bechor, and there's no requirement to be paid to the bechor and bring a korban out of his beach. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, that since we saw that Rabbi Shmuel holds that when the Torah used the lashon rabim, it's referring to the three types of bechores that the Torah already mentioned that are all tamim, and as the pasuk stated, bechor shor, bechor kesav, or bechor eiz, and therefore when the Torah states damam, or the Torah states chalbam, or besarim, it's referring to those three bechores. And if so, what is Rabbi Shmuel's makar that a bechor balmum is nitin l'kayin? And Zakti Gemara nafgalei melchayi de seifa, and he learns this based on the last two words of the pasuk, as the pasuk stated besarim yilach, that the basa should belong to the kayin, and then the pasuk states kachazei atufa chashay kayamin, and the Torah didn't have to say l'chayiya, and by the fact that the Torah repeats l'chayiya, that they belong to a kayin, therefore it must be telling us that not only does a bechor tam belong to a kayin, but a bechor balmum also belongs to a kayin. And the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph will explain, or basically Glili learns from the words l'chayiya that a bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question, as Bishleim Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the Mukalei Nami v'maisu Pesach, that Bishleim according to the Shita Rabbi Sevili that explained that when the Pasuk used Lashon Rabim B'degei Bechor, it's not only referring to Bechor, but it's also referring to Ma'aseh Behemah and to Karm Pesach. And that's why the Pasuk tells us that you can't be Poida Bechor because it's Kodesh. And once again, the Torah used Lashon Rabim of Kodesh Haim in order to teach us Haim Kraven Ve'intum Rasim Kraven. Now, although we generally know that if someone's Eva on the Issa of Tmura and who's Rasa Yia Kodesh, both of the animals will be hooked up on the Mizbeach. However, this din doesn't apply to Bechor, to Ma'aseh Behemah, or to Karm Pesach, as the Pasuk teaches us that they themselves are Kodesh. However, the Tmura of Bechor, Ma'aseh Behemah, or Karm Pesach would not be hooked up on the Mizbeach. And the Tanan, and we actually learned this din in the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, as the Mishnah teaches us, Tmura is Bechor Ma'isa, Heinu Vladun Vlad Vladun, not save Kalailu Marim Kebechor Ma'isa. If someone takes another behemah and makes it a tmura of a bechor or a ma'aseh behemah, so since this animal is a tmura, so in itself or its child's child and all future children, they are considered kaddish like bechor and ma'aseh. Therefore, even if they develop a mum, you can't be paid them. However, you can't be makriv them on a mizbeach when they're tmimim, but you wait until they receive a mum, and at that point the bailam will be able to eat them. And of course, the bailam of bechor is the kayin, and the bailam of ma'aseh behemah is the original owner of that animal, and therefore clearly we see that this din of Kodesh Haim Kraven Ve'itim Rasim Kraven applies B'negei Bechor as well as Ma'aseh Behemah. The Gemara will now continue to show that the same din applies B'negei Karm Pesach that Haim Kraven Ve'itim Rasim Kraven, as it's found as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, Om Rav Yeshua Shemati Shetmuras Pesach Kraven Ve'tmuras Pesach Ina Kraven. That Rav Yeshua stated to have a Kabbalah from Rabbeim that there are times where the Tmur of a Karm Pesach would be brought as a carbon, and there are times where Tmuras Pesach would not be brought as a carbon, and instead you allow a Tmuras Pesach to develop a mum, and then you would sell the Tmuras Pesach and you buy a different carbon with its value, the Ein L'Farish. However, I forgot on which one it din is that would be Kreva and what type of Tmuras Pesach would not be Karev. Ayin Rashi brings down the Kaimalon, the Tmuras Shehime Boyacha Pesach Kreva, the Tmuras Shlomhi. If, for example, someone had a Karm Pesach and then they lost it and they took another Karm Pesach in its place, and after Pesach they found that carbon, then that carbon is considered a shlamim, and therefore if someone makes it a tmura, then that would actually be a tmura shlamim, and therefore it would be kreva. However, if someone had a karm pesach prior to pesach, then if he made a tmura, then it would not be kreva. And certainly this would make sense according to Rabbi Sidlivi, as he learns it from the words kodeshim, and we learn out heim kraven ve'in tmuras and kreva. However, the Gemara continues and is el Rabbi Shmuel demukle kulu bebchar ma'isu pesach like kreva tmuras minole, and according to Rabbi Shmuel that learned that the pasuk that talks about Bechor is Dafka talking about a Bechor and not talking about Maisa or Karm Pesach, as when the Pasuk uses Lashon Rabim and states as Dom Tizraik or Chelbim Takdir, that's referring to Bechor Shor or Bechor Kesav or Bechor Ez, and therefore it makes sense that Torah uses Lashon Rabim because you're referring to multiple different types of animal that are Bechor. And if so, we can learn that when the Pasuk states Kodesh Haim Haim Kraven Ve'itim Rasim Kraven, that's referring not only to Bechor but also to Maisa and to Pesach. And the Maisa, we just saw two Stam Mishnahs that told us that Tmuras Ma'aseh Behemah and Tmuras Karm Pesach are not Kreva. The Gemara responds that in the Chanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't learn it from this Pasuk, as when the Pasuk states Kodesh Haim Haim Kraven Ve'in Tmuras and Kreva, that is certainly only referring to a Bechor. Therefore, the Gemara explains Ma'aseh Gomor Avara Avara Mi'Bechor, that he learned that Tmuras Ma'aseh in a Kreva based on Xer Shava from the Din of Bechor, as the Pasuk in Pashat B'Kosai B'Degei Ma'aseh states V'chol Ma'aseh Baka V'Tzoyin Kol Shiyava Tachas HaShavet Hasiri Yir Kodesh Hashem, and the Torah uses Lashon Avara as it stated Ashiyav Tachas HaShavet. And the Pasuk also uses the term Avara B'negei Bechor, as the Pasuk in Pashas Bo tells us V'avat Kol Peter Rechem Hashem V'chol Peter Shega Behima Ashiyir Lecha Zecharim Hashem. And since clearly B'negei Bechor the Pasuk stated Kodesh Haim, and we learned out Haim Kraven Ve'in Tmuras and Kraven, so therefore the same din applies to Ma'aseh Behima. The Gemara continues to ask Pesach, the how does Rabbi Shmuel know that Tmuras Pesach in a Kraven? And the Gemara explains that this Mi'ed Behedi Kasabe, that is actually Mufurish, as in Pashas Vayikra, when the Pasuk speaking about the Shlomim, so the Torah tells us in Paragimel, Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi, Im Anaboku Umakri, Vim Zochim Nakiva, Tom Yakriven Lefnei Hashem. And five Pesukim later in Pasuk Vav, the Torah states, Vim Anatzein Karbonoi, Vim Zevach Shlomim Lashem, Zochim Nakiva, Tom Yakrivenu. And finally, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Zayin, in Kesev Umakrives Karbonoi, Vihikra Voisi Lefnei Hashem. And the Gemara tells us, Matab Lemim Kesev, that the Pasuk didn't have to say Im Kesev, and could have stated Kesev, and the Rabbis Tmuras HaPesach, Acha Pesach, Shetikrav Shlomim. This word is coming to the Abba. If someone tries to make a Tmura of a Karm Pesach, which is a Kesev, Kesev and he does so after Pesach, then that Tmur would be considered like a regular Shlamim. And the Gemara continues, Yochel Afton Shnei Pesach Kain, and one may have thought that if someone makes a Tmur of the Korn Pesach and was still prior to Pesach, that the Tmur would be considered Shlamim. I'm blameless, so the Pasuk in Pashas Bayit tells us, V'matam Zev Pesach Hu Lashem, as Rashi teaches us, Hu Karev in Tmur Asa Kreva, clearly the Torah tells us that Tmur that is considered like a Pesach, which is a Tmur that occurred prior to Pesach, would not be Hukav on the Mizbeach. The Gemara continues on Daf Lam Vav and Beis, the Brice Abort, that we learn from the words V'dam Zev Chachi Shafech, that Matona Achas is Keeper. However, the Gemara then asked three different questions, as we see that other Tanoim learn other Dinim from the words V'dam Zev Chachi Shafech, and as we saw, one Tana learned that Shirayim Tzarech Shvicha, and the second Tana learned from the words V'dam Zev Chachi Shafech, that Zrika is Bechla Shvicha. Finally, we saw the Shit Rabbi Shmuel, who learned from the words V'dam Zev Chachi Shafech, that Korn Pesach, as well as Mais Behemo, is Torn Matan Dom Ve'mum L'gam Mizbeach, and therefore our Gemara will be bothered that according to these Tanoim, what would be the Makar for the din that we saw in our Mishnah, that if someone only does one Matana, that there would be a Kapara. And as our Gemara continues and is, V'chol Hanach Tanoi, the Mafgile L'hai, Dam Zev Chachi Shafech, L'drash Achrina, Hai Kolin Torn Al Mizbeach Achitzon, Shin Torn Matana Achas Shekipa, Minolu, and how do they know the din that a Matana Achas will be Keeper? And the Gemara explains, Savi Lehu Kebesilal, that they would actually agree to the Shita Besilal, the Amri Av Chata Shin Torn Matana Achas Keeper, and even if someone only did one Matana by a Korban Chatas, and it would still effectuate Kapara. And as we will see, we learned this from the words V'chipa, V'chipa, V'chipa. And once we know that this is the din by a Korban Chatas, V'alfi Kulim Mechatas, and then based on a Mamitzinu, we learn all other Kabanais from a Korban Chatas, and just like being a Korban Chatas, it generally requires four Matanais, and even so, by doing one Matana, it would effectuate Kapara. So certainly by other Kabanais, which is generally only a requirement of Shtayim Shein Abba, then certainly if you only did one Matana, it would effectuate Kapara, and we will stop over here.